All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. The Black Awakening, Part 2, Chapter 12, Mind Control and Psychology. Depattering was a three-stage process in which patients lost track progressively of time and space. Page 113. Psychiatry and the CIA, Victims of Mind Control. People actually do find themselves in strange locations, unaware of how they got there, because of multiple personality. Study of the Manchurian Candidate helps us understand the sense in which multiple personality disorder is real. Page 239. The CIA Doctors. Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrists. How today's counselors are discovering the psychological and spiritual dimensions of healing. From the cover, Uncovering the Mystery of MPD. Ordinary people can commit demonic acts. That transformation requires us to examine the interaction of Nazi political ideology and biomedical ideology and their efforts on individual and collective behavior. Page 5. The Nazi Doctors. Medical Killing and the Psychology of Genocide. They invent ways of doing evil. Romans chapter 1. He was a world-renowned psychiatrist to many. He was the devil incarnate to the victims of his invention, psychic driving. Dr. Cameron was seeking to erase a person's pattern personality, and it was painful. He sought to depattern them and then recreate a whole new person. Did this man have a God complex or what? In the book, Secrets and Lies, Gordon Thomas reveals the nature of a mad psychiatrist. Look at this. Dr. Cameron led him into his office and explained that depattering consisted of extensive periods of sleep therapy followed by electroshock. The biggest problem we have, Dr. Cameron confided, is making sure our patients don't wake up unexpectedly and try and make a run for it. And again on page 127, her case file showed she had lost count of how many times the machine had been wheeled to her bedside, each time to shock her into unconsciousness. This is a world-renowned psychiatrist, whom many revered. It was said of him in a report on page 130. It contained that the revelation that Dr. Cameron hoped one day soon He would have created a brainwashing machine. I have to ask, is that what psychology, soul care, is for? The psych who helps. Over the years, psychologists would bring into my office those who had demonic presence and those who were an SRA or MPD. There are many in this field who want to help. One of those brave psychologists would bring us demonized individuals and chosen ones who were seeking healing and freedom. A number of times, those with demons would manifest, the demon would talk in the office, in full view of the psychologist who brought the person. On one occasion, an SRA was there with a sub-personality who was talking. I sensed darkness in them and ordered the dark spirit to manifest without hurting anyone. It came up. The demon was looking through the eyes of the person. And if a look could kill, this one would. I commanded in Jesus' name for it to tell me its name. Stario, it said. After some other interaction, I told it that I was going to make it leave. In a split second, the subpersonality, energized by the demon, reached over and grabbed the bare arm of the psychologist and sought to sink the teeth of the SRA victim into the lady's arm. I instantly commanded for it to stop. It did. And then I ordered it to leave. It did, but with a short fight. The main person of the victim came back up and asked what had happened. The psychologist sat stunned. The demon and demonized subpersonalities believe that you can transfer demons from person to person through blood, trauma, and that is what was just attempted. The psychologist's license would not allow for or really acknowledge what just happened. That is the great weakness of secular counseling. It can detect or deal with this area, and every SRA or MPD that I know to date has demons and subpersonalities inside with demons, buried and hiding. It's very clear that many psychologists and psychiatrists know about and are seeking to help these victims. I've met a number of them at many conferences and training seminars that deal with this issue. One of those conferences was packed with professionals from the field of psychology. There were counselors and many licensed social workers also. This was the conference on mind control that was held in Richmond, Virginia. PhD Cordon Hammond and Alan W. Shefflin, author of Trance on Trial, were there, and the now famous Greenbaum speech was given. We had it all right there for the first time. The Greenbaum lecture was frontline news about the purposeful creation of multiple personality disorder. We saw slides and heard lectures on the creation and activities of subalters, the possible CIA connection, and of the concept that a larger conspiracy was brewing. This conference in the 90s is where I sat down with counselors and psychologists who shared wild stories of their attempts at helping victims. That is where I met Daniel Ryder, an SRA MPD victim and author of Breaking the Circle of Satanic Ritual Abuse. This conference at the time was a major exposure of what is behind mind control and the victims of satanic ritual abuse. The trouble with this conference, and with many others I would go to, would be the treatment model. While many follow the DSM-3 and DSM-4 with this definition of this victimization and some suggested treatment models, the issue remains the same. All of these only scratch the surface of the creation and attempting healing of an SRA or MPD, which is now the dissociative identity disorder. There are many questions that remain unanswered in most of the books and seminars of this subject. Here are a few to consider. 1. If the satanic side of the creation of multiplicity is real and the demonization is real, what then can professional secular psychology offer? 2. If it is a human rights issue and the perpetrators may be family, rogue military, and even a religious priest, what is the response and goal? 3. If there are over 4 million cases, Conlon Ross mentions 10 million of SRA and MPD and growing, and that most were created cases of multiplicity, then what are the implications? 4. These are major questions that need to have an answer. Who and how many are the perpetrators? How did the perpetrators learn to do this? And why did almost all of it begin in the 1950s? If there is conspiracy, Luciferian globalists behind the creation of multiples of chosen ones, why is it that most every one of the professional books and or seminars are not exposing or confronting it? Number 6. If SRA and MPD cases are found in the USA, Australia, England, and throughout Europe, then, how vast is the organization that has orchestrated this? How high up the ladder or down the steps of this dark cellar does this go? These and other hard questions must be asked. Is it fear of retribution, or are we just too busy to mount up the posse and go after the bad guys? Some have called for deep investigation into all of this, and that would be good, but there's a major issue that law enforcement and professional counseling must engage. Please note, if the creation of multiple personality disorder by satanic ritual abuse is the case, and if the Satanism is real and the dark powers are real, as we have clearly seen, then how do you battle perpetrators who have the powers of darkness to cloak and protect them? I boldly declare to professional counselors, pastors, and law enforcement that the origins, process, and continuation of satanic ritual abuse and the creation of multiple personality disorder is inspired, empowered, and covered with a superhuman presence, and it is very dangerous and dark, set on fire by hell itself. That's in the book of James. Biblical revelation calls this shadow presence the secret power of lawlessness, and that it is already at work supernaturally operative. See 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This power is sought and active from top to bottom in this agenda to create and maintain satanic super soldiers. At least look into the spiritual side of this phenomenon. I don't believe it can be fully comprehended without this perspective. My experience shows that the depth and length of this conspiracy is cloaked by a presence that most don't know about and could not penetrate if they did. There are special rituals to summon and send dark spirits against those who seek to look under the carpet of darkness. Were the Sykes ready for everything? When the federal officer's wife, Mary, was missing again, the husband decided to send her to a hospital. It was in the state where I was, and she would be locked up for a week. A psychologist called me to get some information, so I told him everything, included information about the subpersonality who sought to kill me. When Mary was released, she met with us. I asked her and another personality how it went. They all told me that they wouldn't talk to him, and that Mike, as they called him, was afraid of them and stayed behind his desk. Mary was sent by her husband to a hospital in Texas for a 3-week stay. Again, she came out with no change, no healing, and the bill that was into the thousands. Mary was a high-powered coven, multiple, who had a sub-personality who was committed to the Black Flame. Another chosen one, a police officer, had a sub-personality who took her to the psych ward of a local hospital and signed her in. I found out later that a doctor who had a fictitious background was a handler, and he arranged for her to be brought in. When we went after Dr. Mark, we found out that he was a multiple also, and was there to retrieve, in silence, talking chosen ones. Hospital security ran checks on him, and a NCIC report was obtained. This man was not who the hospital thought he was. Whether a plant that could monitor multiples coming into the psych ward, or just a victim himself, we did not find out. Dr. Mark disappeared soon after. Again, a boy. The boy who was split and programmed by a rogue chosen one was going to a psychologist and had two counselors. I asked the subpersonalities that I had been talking to why they would not come out and talk directly to the psychologist or to the counselors. They told me they don't respect us, they don't believe us, they can't help, so what's the use? Subpersonalities do observe, read, and make decisions on whether or not they will come out. Psychs were used to develop multiple personality disorder. The CIA doctors and psychologists who were listed on Colin Ross's book, The CIA Doctors, are all implicated as those who knew, participated in, and even furthered the use of creating sub-personalities and mind control abilities. The psychologists who worked for the military were there to help weaponize this mind control technology. The list of names goes on and on. And surely, the published lists are only the tip of the iceberg. Anyone wanting documentation for psychology's involvement in this crime is given information in most of the major works that I cite in this book. No great documentation can be found than what I have found in the book Hypnotism. The author was a world-renowned psychologist who was recruited by the military and worked with the weaponization of mind control. His book Hypnotism is a revelation of the use of alters, subpersonalities, as military weapons. I personally believe this book is a watershed that reveals the infiltration of the Nazi demonic technology, and its agenda to purposely create multiple personality disorder. In this book, G.H. Estabrooks tells us that they knew how to create subpersonalities and what they could use them for. On pages 193 and 205, he includes in the use of program multiples, reconnaissance, sowing disinformation, assassinations, and couriers of secret information. All this can be done, Estabrooks says, and they can still keep the core main person from knowing, amnesic. Estabrooks then tells us on page 204, so a synthetic hypnotic spy with a dual personality is extremely hard to detect. Please note this well. Estabrooks' book was put out in 1947. They have had 60 years to create hundreds of thousands of programmed multiples and to advance the technology of doing it. How many are in your city, government, offices, departments, churches? I think 60 years is a lot of time to create, advance, and place chosen ones everywhere. Psychologists were used to cover up satanic ritual abuse and multiple personality disorder. As with secret weapons, so it is with this weaponization of mind control. It's all done in secrecy and denied when necessary. If Estabrooks spills the beans on the creation and use of an alter personality and mind control, why would other well-known psychologists who worked for the CIA and the military seek to deny it all? Dr. Jolly West and Dr. Orne, both psychologists and both mind control specialists, were on the board of the infamous False Memory Syndrome Foundation, as was a child predator. But all of this is old news. The creation of that foundation was one way to go after therapists and psychologists who began telling the secrets of satanic and government mind control. It is said by many that the FMSF, the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, was created to silence victims and protect the perpetrators. The psychologist Estabrooks says they can create, control, and remove subpersonalities, and it is my experience that many other professionals know how to do this also. The Nazi dad who sent me postcards on holidays and sought to intimidate me into not helping his SRA MPD daughter warned me of what the FMSF could do. It seems perpetrators love the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, even though it has massive controversy with who created it and those who were on its board. There have been numerous times that chosen ones were taken back into the psych wards, only to come out with missing sub-personalities. And all the information they were telling us came up buried and hidden within them. But we have learned how to find it again. Many times, when sub-personalities would talk to us, take us to places where they were abused, and tell us the names of their abusers, they would then come up missing for a week or two. They return only to tell us they had to go back to the psych ward and that they don't remember anything anymore. I had one person I was working with for some time. I talked to many of the subpersonalities. I was told many different stories of perpetrators, secret places, and given documents. She went missing here locally and was found in the local hospital psych ward. When she came out, she didn't remember anything. And when I asked to talk to the other personalities, she would just sit there blank. It took a week, and then finally subpersonalities started coming up and talking. They even told me what the psychologist did to bury them. Drug therapy, hypnotherapy, punishment, and pain. And even demonic powers are used to bury subpersonalities who want freedom. I've seen over the years 5 categories or positions that psychologists have taken regarding the existence of SRA, MPD, and DID. First, brave ones. There are those who have sought to help the victims. They believe what they say, work with the subpersonalities, and seek to integrate them. Some psychologists have even used deliverance prayers to rid the victim of the demonic, though they did this in secrecy. One psychologist, Dr. Olson, even lost his license for doing deliverance prayers. Other psychologists have sought to use outside pastors or others to do spiritual deliverance prayers while they work with many other aspects of the victim's needs. Second, the barriers. There are those psychologists who would tell us to stop working with multiples. So many multiples were coming to us straight out of a local hospital that one psychologist wrote me a letter telling me not to mix religion with psychology. He's gone now and was charged with sexual abuse. One of the psychologists who wrote an article in Treating Dissociative Identity Disorder and lives in my area tells victims that their memories are just delusions and to forget them. These are the ones who cannot help any of the victims, unless you consider loading them up with drugs and using hypnotherapy as the answer. And third, you have the enablers. There was one local psychiatrist that told us in a training conference that they were holding in the hospital that the personalities are not really real, so don't talk to them, and they will fade away. He even said that if you talk to the subpersonalities, that this would strengthen them, and you don't want that. They don't help or heal the victim they have enabled. Once again, the victims of satanic ritual abuse and multiple personality disorder who have come from that council, and the one who was with me at the conference, laughed at that. The subpersonalities just stay there, unhealed, and wait for someone to help them, and the perpetrator personalities continue to do harm. In the book Psychological Seduction, page 30 and 31, the author says, however good intentioned and however nice, it is not at all clear that psychological establishment knows how to help. Fourthly, you have the silencers. There are those psychologists who are there to silence the victims. They know how to bury subpersonalities and or inform other handlers of their condition. I have confronted some and even exposed one here at a local hospital. He has left town, and another one who called me was later arrested and then fired for an undisclosed sexual abuse charge. So if counselors and helpers are noticing that their SRA victims are missing and then return after a stay at the local psych ward and have gone silent, it's time to pray for and seek exposure. And then you have the fifth kind, the avoiders. This category are those professionals who see the whole field of SRA and MPD as too complicated and make it known that they don't work with them. Avoidance like this is based on fear and an unwillingness to seek a solution. After all, it does take a lot of time, and most of the time the insurance money runs out quickly. They don't want to get involved with the debated issues. It's just too much for them. In the book Memory, Trauma, Treatment, and the Law, the author of the first chapter says on page 1, "For a variety of reasons, the debate has become savage. Zealots on both sides have staked positions so radical that intelligent discussion and scientific inquiry have been difficult, if not impossible." One psychologist I met within Pennsylvania was sued by a multiple when a denial personality came up and denied they were ever a multiple. The psychologist worked with the client for 10 years and talked to many personalities. This person won an award of $300,000. The psychologist I met was broken and deeply concerned that he was being watched by a coven and that the client he had still lived nearby. He is in my prayers to this day. Finally, I have met a number of really great people in the field of psychology and have appreciated their desire to help get victims free. The trouble with this field is that 90% or more of multiple personality disorder is satanic ritual abuse. It has a dark spiritual origin and needs a spiritual solution. And it's not New Age alternative spirituality that's needed. It can't help. It's the Spirit of God who seeks to bring the living Lord Jesus and all of his work to the aid of these hurting victims. The once beaten, bloodied, innocent Christ knows how to deal with the damage of the demonic and the abuse of the perpetrators. He rose from the dead with infinite power. He is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He knows how to weep for lost sheep, be near the brokenhearted, and rebuke and bring down the abusers. He alone can reach the depths of this issue, and there is no debate among the demons. They flee at his command. The Black Awakening, Part 2, Chapter 13. Mind control and the military. His obsession was to turn ordinary human beings into robotic figures whose value systems could be so altered that they would even kill on command and then program to forget who had given the order. Page 26. Secret and lies. To OSS personnel who signed an oath of secrecy when they were recruited to work in this shadow organization. Page 1. Sisterhood of Spies. A Every military leader devours intelligence reports on the enemy before he enters battle. Our intelligence report on Satan is in the Bible. Ignorance of the enemy will never be a valid excuse if we lose. God has given us a decided edge in the contest with advanced information on our enemy. Page 22. Unmasking Satan. In fact, and documented fact, military mind control like that described in this book is real. Page 3. Military mind control. The purpose of this work is to illuminate a dark corner of the history of the military and the intelligence establishments. The corner where the practical soldier or spy meets the otherworldly occult devotee is the military occult complex. Page 101. The Psychic Battlefield, A History of the Military Occult Complex. The military and CIA copied the Nazi methodology and began numerous programs of their own. The first CIA program was known as MK Ultra. The MK is an abbreviation for the German words for mind control. Page 34. Monarch, the new Phoenix program. This is what it's all about. A host of satanic super soldiers and the creation of a super spiritually infused military system that will be bigger and more powerful than anything in all of history. I do beg you to consider, especially all of you who are embracing the spirit behind globalism and the new spiritual evolution of human consciousness. The same game is being played out here that was done with the Nazis, only it's bigger, evolved, and global. The sinister forces are offering the military leaders, scientists, and weapons makers ideas. The ideas are small at first and on a need-to-know basis. The ideas become larger, and eventually a pattern is revealed. The thoughts are coming in, and ideas are being planted. Once planted and used, more ideas come in. Someone wants to build a supernatural and massive military system, and that someone knows how to send ideas, influence science, and give dreams. I was reading just today where Ingo Swann, who was the psychic used by the military to develop and weaponize what is now called remote viewing, was hit. He, like many others in these fields, all of a sudden receive a type of communication in their head. Jim Mars, in his book Psy Spies, tells of one of the main leaders in the development of military remote viewing got the inspiration to go further. On page 47 of the book, it says, Ingo Swann recalled that one day while relaxing in the swimming pool of the apartments where he lived near SRI, he suddenly heard a small voice in his head say, "Why don't you try coordinates?" And so he did, and the weaponization of remote viewing continued. He did what the voice in his head said to do. It is this outside to inside influence that has been occurring for over 60 years to many people. Whether it's with Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, or military rocket scientists The agenda to fuel globalism and build a super soldier military power so vast that it dwarfs Babylon, the Medes, the Greeks, the Romans, the Nazis, the Russians, the USA, and any and all that is out there right now. Now, I will say it again. Please grab this. Quote, someone wants a highly spiritually charged super military created for one purpose alone, to be used at Armageddon. That's in Revelation 19:19. It has been my belief for a long time that the dark spirits who can create writings, inspired ideas called demonic doctrine in 1 Timothy chapter 4, can also inspire sciences, psychology, and weapons making. Ideas come in, late night dreams arrive, and new information is planted. And all the while it is voice to skull of the demonic kind. If you really understand and believe Revelation chapter 19, verse 19, which is a picture of a global supermilitary power gone mad, one that is the biggest and was supernaturally evolved, then you have to ask, how do they get there? Satanic super soldiers. I was sitting with a highly trained military soldier. They handed me a large notebook. It was the 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual. This person had sub-personalities who could speak 5 different languages. They could fight, use weapons, and even had an assassin sub-personality who came out and talked to me. They talked about Sidney Gottlieb and many others who worked in the military mind control projects like MKUltra. They showed me a tiny purple monarch butterfly on their left ankle. This is the one who said they were a super soldier, that they were a warrior monk, that they can use their inner powers to hurt people and do lightning warfare by sending demonic spirits to attack. This is the person who showed me a black uniform and talked about the majestic and monarch minds where they meet and train. This is the one who gave me a paper that came from a handler. It said that they look forward to the day of Armageddon when they can unleash on me the very super soldier who was sitting there next to me. Satanic super soldiers were being formed in the black flame of the Nazi regime, and this spiritual military agenda has continued to this day. The genetic birthing centers in 1939 in Germany created hundreds of thousands of what was to be future soldiers. The warrior sitting next to me had a sub-personality who could speak fluent German and praised Hitler. They said they are the kind of soldiers who will make the SS troops of the Nazis look like choir boys. They could remote view, send power, and kill without a conscience. This is the first one to tell me about the coming day of the Black Awakening, that Luciferian covens and power centers are unleashing dark spirits continuously to dirty the air and claim regents. This one, and thousands like this soldier, believe they were created to usher in a chaos that would be the stepping stone for the new world leader. This satanic agenda is like a war, a conquest. And the two main areas of conquest are, first, politics, and second, military. you'll have to keep in mind the prophecy of Psalm 2 and its final fulfillment in Revelation 19:19. I hope you will think through these next few points, especially if you are a political leader or military personnel, and even more so if you have already been infused or infected with the spirit-given dream of globalism and a new spiritually evolved humanity. I believe the U.S. military has been infiltrated. Since the dark end goal is to acquire the largest and most power-filled military system in human history, the closer they get to that goal, we should see signs of its evolution. The Nazi war machine was developed and evolved to advance the Nazi cause worldwide and to bring in a spiritual new pagan order, a new order. Today, as political propensity moves toward globalism, the only way to enforce it and maintain it is with a global force. The Luciferian-charged military that is coming will be used to acquire global rule, but the inner and real purpose is much broader. If you knew Jesus Christ, God is coming back in spectacular, visible fashion, and is coming to end radical evil forever and destroy this long, dark night where Satan has been. God of this age who has blinded the minds, and the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work, and the evil one who is in control of the world. If you were that evil one and knew in the past, the God of heaven does do all he says he will, what would you do to stop the event that would stop you forever? Would you build a massive military system that had even supernatural dark power burning in its soldiers? Would you unleash every possible piece of advanced technology that could be used to stop this evil empire-ending event? Would you convince a world that globalism and a military system is needed to protect the New Age order from any and all outside enemy attack? Would you be filling military weapons makers, leaders, and strategists with ideas, voice to skull, to develop the ultimate weapons that could be used for a planetary defense? Dear readers, how far along are we on this road to Armageddon? By 1964, the use of occult themes and rituals became an accepted part of psychological warfare planning. In the early 1950s, an American neurologist began a series of research projects to determine how a psychic ability such as extrasensory perception could be used as a weapon. Page 128 to 133, Sinister Forces. A Glimmer of American Political Witchcraft, Book 1, The Nine. I believe ideas have popped into their heads. Jack Parsons, a U.S. military rocket scientist, performed dark satanic rituals and invoked major power demons. This kind of activity will open the door to the fallen cherub far more than Judas and his evil greed. With the arrival of Nazi scientists and the dark occultism they brought, the massive dark spirits of that era have begun a new one. It came bursting and laying its global foundations during the 1940s. I believe what's being done now sets the stage. In 1981, General Stubblebine, who had been deeply moved by Jimmy Chanyon's 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual, and was filled with the conviction that America, the great superpower, needed to be defended by people who actually had superpowers. Page 70. The Men Who Stare at Goats. You can't build a house overnight, nor can you build a city or a nation in a day. What about building a global empire? There are a lot of minds that have to be convinced. This will have to be a process. The process approach involves laying the foundations, building a critical mass of belief, and to move millions into the belief that the old ways are bad and need to give way to a new day. This process approach has been evolving for over 60 years now, and it's clear that it will need more than just this process to break into the age of Aquarius. Every one of the concepts of a new age and its global reign is traced back to a spiritual inspiration. Reading The Externalization of the Hierarchy by occultist Alice Bailey is one of the clearest examples of a spirit-given sequential plan. A plan for globalism, spirit-induced science, the spiritual evolution of humanity, the coming of a globalist spiritual world leader, the elimination of all who resist, and the need for a process and a burst, the Black Awakening, to accomplish all of this. The spirit that dictated the ideas, agenda, and mandates to Alice Bailey fill over 20 volumes, and these books are the alternative spiritual agenda that is raging for conquest right now. The spirit that guided these so-called guidebooks and other writings like it for the coming new world military is the same one who will make war on the saints, just like in the book of Daniel. It is the ruler of the power of the air, the atmosphere, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative in secret military projects, their minds and ideas, and the power that is engaging military evolution. God did ask 3,000 years ago, why do the nations rage or conspire, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth, the political and military leaders, take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord, the living God, and against his anointed one, Christ. Large globalist meetings will include all New Age spiritual practices that open the door to ancient dark spirits, along with an ostracizing of anything that is real Christianity. This out with the old and in with the new spirit can be found in politics, military, and in the critical mass thinking of hundreds of millions. This is a spiritual clash that is now seen in the dreams and desired destiny of the spirit and mind, now operating in the new politics and new military goals. There is a goal for a new evolved superhumanity and a new super, or in the words from above quote, the great superpower, needed to be defended by people who actually had superpowers. I believe there are sleepers in the U.S. military. I was working with a person who had a group of military-trained subpersonalities. They were down and sleeping for many years. When one came up to talk, they just kept looking around at everything and wondered how so many years have gone by. This group of subpersonalities could speak German and wondered where their trainers were. They, like many military-trained and spiritually charged program sub-personalities, were made for the coming Black Awakening. Not only has the U.S. military been infiltrated spiritually and with spirit-given technologies, it has been led to develop the very spirit-inspired technologies that it was given. MKUltra and all the mind control science had a goal much further down the road than that, just the creation of psi spies and Manchurian candidates or assassins. The goal was, and is, to set in place the spiritual and technical process that can create millions of super soldiers whose minds and hearts are fully charged and committed to globalism and a new world leader. Every chosen one I have worked with has inside of them powerful programmed sub-personalities who are highly trained to fight and use all of their spiritual and advanced warfighting techniques. Deep inside of all of them, there is a spiritual power, a loyalty, and commitment, not to local national militaries, but to the troops of the coming new bright world leader, the Antichrist. I have never found a different agenda inside Chosen Ones in 25 years. Please note, the technology that came by spirit inspiration has been put into practice. U.S. military and the hidden hand behind the scenes have created over 4 million, some say 10 million, of these super soldiers. They are in U.S. military and other militaries throughout the world. And dear reader, more of them are being forged every day. The new ones will be even more supernaturally powerful than anything seen in the last 30 years. Most of these super soldiers are intact and doing their job. Most of the warrior sub-personalities are down inside, sealed and asleep. They, with the outside elite, are waiting for the pre-planned and programmed call. This activation is coming. It will be spiritual, spirit-sent, and maybe piggybacking some form of technology, a technology that was given for this very use. This sleeping army, charged with the demonic hate and revenge, desires bloodshed and will glory in the massive chaos, the revolt of their Black Awakening. Jack Parsons, a U.S. military scientist and dark occultist, believed what most intact satanic super soldiers feel. Parsons had come to believe that Christianity was the enemy of civilization, of humanity, and that it had to be destroyed. That's page 157, Sinister Forces, Book 1, The Nine. Finally, many of these chosen ones listen to my radio programs. Some are seeking healing and freedom. Others are, in their words, my enemy, who can't wait to taste the blood and revel in the anarchy. Many of them are so programmed and charged with glory in the killing fields. They, my dear reader, friends, are made to be Antichrist warriors who have no conscience left within them. That's what programming is for. To the sub-personalities who now read and evaluate whether I have all, enough, or only some of your secret information, must realize you do serve a prophesied losing cause. You know of Armageddon. You glory in Revelation 19:19. But have you read Revelation 19:20? Military personnel who have taken in the New Age spirits and the quest for globalism have embraced the precursors for something so much darker. You have been inducted and spiritually initiated into a certain level of this dark well. This is how the left-hand path works, step by step, to the point of no return. I hope you will look up and see the light of Christ and the cross. You are being layered, and you are sinking deeper into a point of no return.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.